Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another worldwide transmission. It is Thursday, the 24th day of May, 2012. We're about to be halfway in to the vaunted 2012. Well, Bilderberg 2012 is going to be big. You've got articles in the Washington Post, multiple articles in Salon, articles in Politico, admitting that, well, these are some people that steer a lot of planetary affairs, but you're still bad if you don't like them. Sure, you conspiracy theorists, that is, people that are informed, were actually right, and that's why you're bad. Well, everybody sees through it. Everybody has enough of a memory to remember the media for decades saying Bilderberg doesn't exist. I remember Rush Limbaugh 20 years ago saying the Council on Foreign Relations did not exist. Now, in the last decade or so, he just says they don't have any power. And this is the type of stuff we deal with. The CFR puts out bi-monthly reports called Foreign Affairs. It's at the bookstore, calling for global government, calling for geoengineering and controlling the weather, calling for restricting free speech, calling for selling the U.S. out to China for globalism. And there's always good reasons, quote, it's always spin, but it's there. And so those of us that actually did the research and knew what we're talking about, we have credibility. And those of you in the dinosaur media are forced to tag along and now go, oh, there is Bilderberg. Yeah, Obama secretly met there 4 years ago. We didn't tell you about that. But now we are. Look, they just went to the main page of the Council on Foreign Relations and what's on it today. The guys just went there. What is it? CFR.org? I forget their exact URL. What's the exact URL? They're looking that up? That's right, CFR.org. Oh, look on the front page, global governance. Click on that. Big, giant. I mean, there's no global government, but the first thing they have in giant black letters is global governance. And I've had these people on, like the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, because he thought I was Alex S. Jones. I can't tell you how many times we've gotten big fish on the show because they think I'm Alex S. Jones, who does a radio commentary or did in the past for NPR and, you know, New York Times guy. And he gets on, he goes, oh, you're that Alex Jones. And then I got on with Rothkopf during the break, and he knew who I was. And he goes, okay, well, I'll just finish the interview. But I called him back later to get him on. His secretary said, no, not after last time. But he goes, well, we don't want global government. We want global governance. Of course, governance means government. And they play these mind games with the public. So doesn't exist, though. You go to their website today, and it says global governance. Unelected mega bankers who are totally ruthless, running our lives. Speaking of running our lives, the system is, again, through government contracts, taxing us. Private corporations are destroying us. They've taken over the government, whether it's big pharma and big agra like Monsanto, or whether it's the big defense contractors who get a lot of their parts made in China now. Boeing's moved to China. General Motors moving to China. Everything moving there, and China coming in and buying the biggest theater chain, buying huge controlling positions in the big Hollywood production companies. A year and a half ago, they had to stop the release of the Red Dawn movie and go back and reshoot it so that it's North Koreans invading. Oh, that's real believable. They can't even get their cars to start because they're under such communism. But the communist Chinese, they said, we don't want that movie to come out. And so Hollywood said, okay, we'll redo the movie. And now it's in limbo. In fact, I've got to look at the update on that and find out what the latest is. I know Watson did a story on it a few days ago. But this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. And we're going to be breaking it down. So they have announced weaponized drones. I mean, I told you. Oh, we'll never have drones over here. Yeah, we'll have 30,000. Yeah, they're going to have hand grenades and shotguns. across the planet, listening on XM Channel 166, over 100 AM and FM transmitters here in the United States, WWCR 100,000 watt global world service shortwave, and of course, those of you listening to the free podcast later, those listening to the live streams, I want to welcome everyone listening to this transmission and people watching on prisonplanet.tv. Dr. Corsi was already on with us with an update. He was actually in Hawaii investigating. He didn't want us to say that at the time. Now we can. He's there with the cold case posse sent by Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And he's got some new breaking news here for us. He'll be on with us for about 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. And the rest of the broadcast will be open phones and news. Obviously, CBS News is reporting that the new arms race worldwide is governments arming against their populations. Drones with hand grenade launchers, gas launchers, 12-gauge shotguns, 30,000 of them to be deployed against the American people, Brigade Homeland, combat troops on the streets, TSA as the first contact group that will then tell you you're detained and have an army truck pull up and get you. Re-education camps are built. Army admits those documents are authentic. We have a complete criminal group in control. And if the police and military and public follow the narrative that's going to be rolled out, we're going to go into deepest tyranny, controlled, designed implosion and depression with the criminals that engineered it posing as saviors. Now, this was actually reported on back in April, but it got a lot of the news yesterday when Drudge linked to CBS, groups concerned over arming of domestic drones. That headline actually got changed overnight. The link did. It was police move to arm drones. And the very companies that they report on here are the ones that already have combat drones, small ones, with 12-gauge shotguns. You can buy these just as a citizen. 12-gauge shotguns on them, I know, because we're doing a report on drones and we're looking at drones. And we don't have the budget to buy a $2,000 drone that has a mount for a 22 or 12-gauge. But the police departments already have these. And we're talking about a couple thousand dollars for one of these bad boys. $5,000 for a 1/5 scale helicopter you can put rocket launchers on. You can put the rocket launchers on it. You just can't put the warheads on it unless you're a police agency. So the arms race is on. And I remember all these years ago, I warned you from MIT documents that were public, Pentagon, DARPA documents that were public, that they said by 2012 they wanted half the Air Force to be drone. It's 2012. More than half the Air Force is now drone. Last time I checked, the Air Force has something like 10,000 Predators, another 8,000 ordered. The Army has thousands of them. The Marines have thousands of them. Thousands. Thousands. I think what the Army has a couple thousand. The Marines have a couple thousand. You think the Army would have more than the Marines. The Marines have got a bunch of these little helicopters that they call Scout. Gray helicopters with missile launchers on them. And it's on. And I did some searching last night. I mean, I'd already seen these articles over the last year, but I did some searching and pulled these articles back up. Police departments all over the country have bought combat drones. I remember talking to a Marine Corps captain source who told me about the combat robots they had in 99. Then I went to an urban warfare drill and was talking to some of the officers, a colonel and others. And when I brought up combat drones that were actually four-legged and things, they got very upset and said, you need to get out of here. They were acting real friendly until I brought that up. But the minute you bring up something classified like that, because they know their whole career is over, if they even act like they're talking to you, they freak out. Hey, a secret armies of robots against the American people is not kosher, okay? And it's not going to fly. Pun intended. I noticed in a video I shot last night and uploaded about 10 dealing with the drones. It's at Infowars.com. Drones to attack the American people. Armed drones to attack the American people is the headline, linking to the other articles and a boil down that Paul Watson did yesterday with links to the different stories. I noticed people saying, oh, get the tinfoil hats out, everybody. This is Salon, drones for urban warfare. Manufacturers are targeting U.S. police forces for sales as drones move from the Middle East to the Main Street. Okay, here's CBS last night. Groups concerned over arming of domestic drones. I mean, right here in Texas, they've got combat drones. Combat drones with shotguns and grenade launchers. And they go on to say they want them to, for crowd control with speakers and rubber bullets. They always phase it in with a less lethal. They call them non-lethal on the news, but they're really called less lethal inside the industry. To get you used to the image of drones firing on people, and then next it's real weapons. Or the taser only kills you, you know, one out of 30 or 40 people, so they up the power 30% or more. Now it kills even more people. This is what's going on. This is the real world. And just saying tinfoil hat isn't going to protect you. Oh, we said they'd have a global government run by six megabanks. Those exact six megabanks that I told you about over a decade ago are announcing global government as the solution to the derivatives crisis they created. The re-education camps are admitted. Everything is coming out in the open. But so many of the population are preconditioned that they can't resist it via Stockholm syndrome, mass collective Stockholm syndrome, mass denial, cognitive dissonance, learned helplessness, and the normalcy bias. And this is why the Germans did what they did. They were much more hardworking and moral and upright than I've looked at the sociology, the history, the anthropology. The Germans of the 30s were so much more moral than Americans are today, it'd make your head spin. Just like Americans of the 30s were much more moral. America is going to go so much worse than Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia if these globalists have their way. I mean, how many clips do I have to give you? You heard Lord Monckton here yesterday sourcing mainstream news saying, arrest and kill those of us that don't believe in man-made global warming and don't want to pay Al Gore and Barack Obama money to their climate exchange. They say, kill us. Kill us. I can play you the informant who was at the highest levels of the Weatherman. This later came out in court and Ayers had to admit it, where they planned to put 50 plus million in camps and kill half of us, 25 mil. And again, your normalcy bias won't let you deal with that. We have sickening scum who don't care about having a happy, safe, good country. They want power. They want to dominate. It's a will to power. And if we don't get really aggressive with these globalists, they're going to stage terror attacks and they're going to shut down the internet as we know it. And they're going to come and arrest Alex Jones. And they're going to come and they're going to arrest even people who think they can work with a system like Glenn Beck and Rupert Murdoch. You're all going to jail. And they're getting that ready. I told you that was coming years ago. When they start going after News Corp, you know they're going after everybody else because it's seen in the power structure as an enemy. Not that it isn't even part of the power structure, but the power structure will start eating its own. And when you see the globalists eating their own and power struggles at the very top, that means they're going into the hot phase. And it's going to result in civil war in this country. It's going to result in dead cops piled up to the sky and dead citizens. And I'm telling you, you better get over your normalcy bias and your learned helplessness and your mass Stockholm syndrome right now. The system wants to give everybody these toys as a psychological warfare device to scare everyone and to have forward observers, armed drones, so that people feel like resistance is futile. Well, everybody has shown in psychology, aerial bombardment actually unifies populations. But this is a tinker toy, so the police can go under federal control. They have to do that to have these drones. And feel like, you know, they're playing a video game when they're killing citizens. It's to remove the humanity from it. And here's the rest of the story. By 2020, they intend to have the entire combat force of ground troops and forces in the air, the entire force will be robots. They intend to have the entire force. That's why they're getting ready to put women in frontline combat and have all this, because that's all gone. There's not going to be humans going to space. There's not going to be humans fighting or flying jets anymore. It's not going to even be zit-faced. Weldon Henson, who got out of the Air Force 5 years ago and works here, worked on F-16s. He's brought in his photos of him and his buddies, pretty interesting stuff. And he said almost everyone he knows is still in the Air Force. is like basically laughing at the regular pilots now, because the people that were loading bombs on F-16s and all this and working on their engines, they are all training to fly the drones. But see, that's already over. The LA Times reported months ago, they're coming out with the autonomous drones. They already have autonomous drones, autonomous helicopters, everything, where they go out with a pre-programmed mission and kind of, in an autonomous way, kill. And again, the globalists don't care if the military says no and stands down, because they're already building factories with robots that work on the robots, and all they have to have is technocrats that sit there and do fine-tuning and things. Okay? This is the New World Order revolution. So all you cops and, you know, all of you that are tough guys out there, and you're in a war and you're going to win and you've got all these toys and you like killing people and it's a video game for you, you've already been implanted with cancer viruses. You've already been implanted with deadly radioactive isotopes and fluoride and other deadly chemicals. This has already happened. This is already unfolding. This is already going on. And again, you're going to laugh now. Down the road, you're going to remember what I told you. Even when my voice is erased off the internet, they already have those programs they can go through in a matter of hours and block my voice worldwide, remove it off everything. So you better be taking these videos and storing them in old media formats. You better be getting small copying machines and low-tech systems to get the word out. You better get ready for the resistance, because here's the deal. They're going to come and kill over 90% of us. Ladies and gentlemen, during the break, I was in the coffee room, in the break room getting a coffee. I was going to get a tangy tangerine, but I didn't have time to stir it up. So I thought, well, I'll have a little half cup of coffee. That's all that was sitting in one of the coffee makers. Side issue, as I like to say, segue away from that. And guess what I saw on television? It was a Cisco ad. And guys, you could probably pull this up on YouTube. I'm sure Cisco has its TV ads on a YouTube official page. I bet money on it. And it was Cisco Innovative Solutions, assembly lines that fix themselves, robots that work on the robots. And they were bragging that they don't even have technicians to fix the robots that fix the robots, totally automated. Again, exactly what I was just saying. Did you ever think, where are the humans going to be involved in all of this? And you're like, well, that's just innovation. That's just evolution. Exactly. That's what the globalists say. That's what Ray Kurzweil, that's what all of them say. The UN says it's a post-human planet. There it is, Cisco robot. That's the ad I was just watching. Amazing. We'll come back from break then, and that looks like the same ad. Yeah, this is it. And then they say, oh, don't worry, robots fix the robots. Turn it up.
Assembly lines that fix themselves. The most innovative companies are doing things they never could before by building on the Cisco Intelligent Network.
So that's just what I just saw out there. And that's the double edge of technology. I can see something literally a minute and a half ago, come in here and mention it, the human computers in there that can recognize beauty and love their children, you know, the dominant species on this planet, they were able to then interface with a computer and bring that up in seconds. But the globalists just say, oh, we've taken control of human development, evolution, if you want to use that term, and we've decided that the elite are going to merge with computers and live forever, and we're going to kill the rest of you. In Wired magazine, you know, as I talk about 12 years ago, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, Bill Joy, he said, yeah, I met with at a big meeting of the richest people in the world, 200 of them, and we've decided that we're just going to kill everybody. And that's the debate, he said, was happening. And he said, the public really doesn't care. So things are leaning towards just killing everyone. We've decided that'll be better for the Earth. And that's just the co-founder and owner of Sun Microsystems. And, of course, out of that, you have the head of Cisco. He was part of that. And I'll never forget in the year 2000, they had him on Lair NewsHour. I think it was McNeil Lair still in 2000. They said, what do you look forward to most in the new millennium? And he said, microchips in everyone, tracking you wherever you go. My son will have a chip, and everything about him will be known. We'll have a virtual reality where everything is tracked by microchips, RFID. started laughing demonically. And then I get on air and I say, hey, I just saw him say this. And they're like, oh, shut up, kook. Everything's fine. And so they're just telling us, this is the new system. They phase it in, condition everybody, have you scramble and fight to get the latest product. You pay for the washer, the dryer, the computer, the iPhone. There's BBC saying barcode. Everyone at birth, everyone needs a microchip. See, it's all just in your face now. Oh, we're never going to do that now. Yeah, you bet we're going to make you. And the troops are going to have chips too. And you pay for it. When you go buy an iPhone, around 30 to 40% from the different analysts I've talked to, the cost and the fact it doesn't work as well as it would is all the back doors and tech spying on you. Under federal law, they have to be able to dial into this even when it's turned off. And it looks like it's off, but I can always tell when they're doing that because I'll turn it on, the battery's completely down. It'll also get hot when they access those systems. I mean, I've seen it before. Last time I was at Bilderberg, the power would just race down on it. I could never keep it charged, the phone I had then, and everybody's phone was doing it. And then they called up and told my wife they'd been listening to the conversation minutes before and, you know, said threatening things to her. So it's not just, oh, look, my thing's running out of batteries, you know, triple fast. They're listening, even when it's turned off. Oh, no, they want me to know. Yeah, we're listening. And, you know, we hope your dad dies in the hospital. That was to about her dad, and or was it her mom? They were both sick at the time. And, you know, we hope you die. And then another call back about how, I'm calling for Alex. Who is it? Who is this? I'm his fiance. Well, that's impossible. We're married. Yeah, just stop. That's who runs this country. They'll kill a million Iraqis for oil and no-bid contracts. And you think they care about you? The New World Order hates you. They hate the troops. It's all, have more wars. It's for the troops. That's why 12 years ago they started taking their death benefits. You know, when the troops die, they've signed a deal with the Pentagon, the big insurance companies, to steal your money. You know, when you're in the military, they say, just take part of your checkout to put in a death benefit for your family. You're not going to get that money because criminals who think they're God and think they're going to merge with computers are in charge. We're going to come back and get more into the news. Straight ahead, and then your phone calls. I'll give you the number when we come back. Stay with us.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I wish we could sit here and joke around about the calamity, the degeneration of society that we're in. The globalists understand that humans tend to muddle through things. And so what they do is they just phase them in slowly until incredibly horrible things are happening and people are just accustomed to it. Diabetes up over 2,000%. Cancer on average up over 2,000%. Diabetes up closer to 3,000%. Type 2 in the last 50 years. Neurological disorders up several 1,000%. Diseases and problems with the bones up massively. We are being absolutely slaughtered. And we just go along with the system because it's peer pressure. We're taught from birth. That's all that matters. In a free society, being free and standing up for what you believe in is what matters and what is honorable, but not in this system. It's all about the surface, and that's why people are so hollow and surveys say they're so unhappy, because no amount of worldliness is going to fulfill you. That mean you should all run off to the desert and wear sackcloth? No. In the hierarchy of needs, it's important to be financially secure, to have good transportation, all of that. But you wouldn't sell out for that. That isn't what's at the top of your hierarchy of needs, on the top of your pyramid. the human destiny, a sense of pride in humanity, a sense of wanting to build up the species. That's civilization. A sense of wanting a fair shake, a instinctive drive to seek out corrupt, evil people and run them out of town. That's what builds societies. Instead, we've got the crooks in control, and they're seeking to persecute goodness and goodliness and run it out of town. All over the country, your taxpayer money is being used in even small departments to buy weaponized drones. Giant armored vehicles, heavy armored vehicles. We're talking about vehicles with 6-inch plate for combat against the American people. And in the training manuals, they got them primed on fighting jihadis. They're flipping it, as I told you would, to good old boys. Of course, if it does go to civil war, people aren't going to come out and look for you when you're in your tank. Folks are going to come and look for you when you're at the bar or the restaurant as you abuse and kill more people. And no amount of drones are going to protect you. But again, that's all a fraud to begin with. Because you are under attack. You are obsolete. The globalists in all of their public publications say by 2020, there will not be combat forces. There will be paramilitary groups that they keep as a vestigial holdback in very small numbers per city to go after the American people. But you're going to see police actually start going away from weapons in the next phase, and it's all going to be automated robots, automated drones on the ground and in the air they send after you. This is the nanny state that's going to put in a technocracy in their words. What do the globalists call themselves? They say, yes, we are technocrats, which is a technological dictatorship. Financial Times, Economist, Wall Street Journal, hundreds of publications, they say, we are the technocrats. Aren't you lucky that we're taking your rights away? They actually are saying it publicly and saying, yeah, we need to arrest people that don't want a global carbon tax paid to the central banks. Yeah, we need to start shutting down talk radio. Yeah, we need to start curtailing the web. And if we say you violated copyright 3 times, no judge, no jury, you're banned from the web with internet ID, now being proposed by Bilderberg Group. Publicly proposed by one of their top ministers in the EU for worldwide, starting in the euro, and even Drudge picked that up yesterday because it's a public statement. This is all here. The power to track is the power to tax and destroy. Let this be a testament that you were warned. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, there'll never be drones, even though they were flying around 10 years ago. Predators, now reapers, going after, quote, cattle rustlers. The cattle had gone onto the North Dakota property more than 10 times. Under law, the people said, that's it. Your cows keep getting in with our cows. We're keeping them. That's standard procedure. They sent in Air Force drone because the people owned guns. And the local SWAT team coordinated with the drone to wait till the time that the farming family was not, quote, having guns in their hands and were out on their tractors. This is Agenda 21. This is the shutdown of society now in Minnesota and California. They're doing door-to-door with list of customers that have bought raw milk and without warrants busting in and taking the milk. And you're like, well, that's absurd. Tyranny is meant to be absurd. They asked Lenin in public communiques that were released about a decade ago out of the old Soviet archives. Even the New York Times reported on these. They would say to Lenin, all right, we've already rounded up in these areas half the people. We've killed a large percentage. The others are in slave camps. Everyone else is totally submitting. He just said, kill more. I want terror. I want fear. Quote, I want more blood. And that's the red star, symbolizes blood. And all the Trotskyites that got kicked out by Stalin, double-crossed by him, they all went to Mexico and the U.S., and they were the neocons. They brag that they're Trotskyites. But they call themselves conservatives, and they built up a giant military against us. But that's now Obama runs that, and they all work in concert together. And now they're going to phase that out. And it's the new drone army. And this is it. And I would talk about this over the last decade because it's in MIT Magazine brags about it. I remember, again, 5-6 years ago, my wife wanted a salad. And so I went up to the Cypress Grill off William Cannon. And I went in there and sat at the bar, ordered a beer while I was waiting for the food. And they had a stack of MIT Magazine. I guess somebody that worked there or something had been to MIT. That was just, or the owner, I don't know. I'm guessing it was a magazine rack full of MIT Magazine. And I picked one up, and it was the entire program in Iraq as a laboratory for the United States. Disneyland is a Pentagon warfare laboratory of locking down U.S. cities. It's so wonderful. I go home, search it, find all that stuff. Just in your face. And these geeks get off on the power of it. And the guys in the military do. I mean, do you see what you're building? Oh, you're good guys. I forgot. This is all for our own safety. I was at a birthday party for one of my daughter's birthday last weekend. And there was a lawyer there, and I'm sitting there talking to him, and people are talking about Disneyland and having to hand scan to get in. And I said, yeah, it's Pentagon Laboratory. And people were looking at me, so I got my phone out and was searching it and showed them. Since 1996, it's been a Pentagon laboratory. See, there's mice and happy animals and Goofy and everything. And you go in, everything's fun. And they're RFID scanning you with a bracelet. They're hand scanning you. Face scanning cameras are watching you the entire time, tracking you. It's a model of a lockdown city like G20 or any of this. This is the new America. This is the new world. And it's a tech grid that's growing like tentacles into everything. RFID. In fact, there's articles today. Associated Press. Here's a boil down out of it, out of the week. Bars using app and hidden cameras to scan customers' faces. Max Cabrera during South by Southwest went out to a demonstration of this. We never even got the report done. We don't have enough staff. We're so busy we can't even get the time to interview and hire the new staff, but we're trying. That report's out there with the company, actually, where you go in the bar and it face scans everybody and, of course, puts it in the database. I remember 10, 12 years ago getting a tour of the UT psychology department, the unclassified areas. I might have accidentally seen some of the classified. Oopsie. But it was all retina scanners hidden in the grocery store to track you and then test you and then track your psychological profile. Biometric movement systems. I mean, basically, you've paid for a bunch of eugenics, mad scientists to build a giant supermax prison and to poison the living daylights out of you and your family and publish it in countless Rockefeller Foundation documents that we link to at Infowars.com on a daily basis now. We find new horrific ones. Worldwide, the UN goes into countries, in some cases, 46,000 in India alone, paralyzes children with the polio shot. Then it spreads polio, and they say, we've got to polio vaccinate everybody because polio is spreading. Then it spreads faster, and they're just devastating and killing and paralyzing people in hellish attacks. Bill and Melinda Gates riding that white horse, something fierce, and the normalcy bias, learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome people go, I'm going to choose to not believe this. It's too scary. I'm going to cuddle up and grovel to the system and worship tyranny as if that's going to save you. And then you get the word your 10-year-old's got Crohn's disease from the GMO, or you get the word your 32-year-old wife's got the breast cancer, though they're going to kill her slow. And still, you say, oh, this just can't be true. I got a family. You know, I don't want to be involved in politics. Well, you're dead. You're dead then. You're dead. Everything's going to start moving really quick, okay? They're going to start having drones kill people. It's going to be a test case. It'll be bank robbers, child kidnappers. So like, oh, they killed a bank robber with a drone. Yeah, the Pentagon came in and lit him up. Oh, whatever, you know. They got the bad guy. Precedent set. What did I tell you more than 10 years ago? We had to dig up those rants where I describe you go in, they've turned your card off, you don't know it, your face scan says you're wanted. There'll be armored glass in front of the convenience store. All that's going in. They hit a button. The robot car is on its way with 5 combat robots in the back and a drone it launches off the roof. These are the real designs my Pentagon sources told me about 12 years ago. Imagine how advanced they are. Its ETA is 2 minutes. You get on the road, they've got automatic kill switches in all the new cars. Let's say you got an old car. They've already scanned the license plate. They already know. They've got drones in the sky that know your heat resonance off the top of your head and shoulders. 45 seconds after leaving, a drone comes in and fires a pulse weapon, which they already have, that turns your car off. You get out. In the future, they won't even tell you to stop over the loudspeaker. They fire a rocket-propelled 50-caliber bullet that has rudders on it and can actually change direction, and you run and jump in a culvert, it goes in and kills you. All these video game addicts who are like 14 years old, they're going to be just standby technicians watching and high-fiving while you and your family's car is shot up by drone robot-controlled 50-caliber projectiles. It's publicly being announced. They're going to hunt you down, and they're going to kill you. Now, let me continue before I go to your phone calls. This information comes directly from a senior Austin Community College, one of the biggest community college systems in the country. I saw a study in the Statesman 2 weeks ago that you have a better chance of getting hired and paid more money. In fact, guys, I meant to print this. Look it up. People getting more jobs after ACC than UT. It's actually a pretty good community college system. It's pretty honed. I mean, they actually give you type curricula that people are looking for. Computer, you know, all that stuff. Working on computers, you name it. But they have had a 15% are not signing back up in its entire 20-plus year history. This is 30-plus year history. It's the first time Austin Community College is imploding. 500 classes are going to be canceled. 500 in the summer, and then they're looking at even more in the fall. They're projecting upwards of 1,000 classes next fall. Total collapse. Breaking. Revolt against vaccines leads to mass exodus from Texas colleges. Starting in Texas colleges under state edict, not law. Remember Perry said it was a law you had to take Gardasil and all those girls died? But it kicked in government liability protection for a product they knew were killing people. Let me just read the article. This is big news. See, we revolt now by saying no or it's all over. We start stopping this, recognizing it, collectively our human instinct for survival. It either kicks in or we're dead. You either fight back or it's over. This is a technological, scientifically planned, total takeover grid. You either have the hepatitis, you either have the other vaccines, the meningitis vaccines, or you don't go. They have a couple cases each year, mainly foreigners coming in. Got a better chance of slipping and dying, you know, in the shower. They don't care. Major adverse reactions. They're talking about making you take Gardasil to get into college. No law. They just tell you it is. Listen to this. Revolt against vaccines leads to mass exodus from Texas colleges. And this is breaking here. They don't want this out. Because the administrators just want to have a big successful college. They're saying, hey, let's tell them there's a waiver. They go, no, you tell them it's the law, or you're fired. See, they're also deception. They're lying to you and saying it's the law, your kid's got to have vaccines to go to public school. They lie to you. It's a culture of lying, because these are enemies of America. They are. They're enemies. They all follow centralized orders. This is the enemy. This is the death of America. This is cancer. InfoWars has talked to a senior. Well, we were contacted and received information. We didn't just talk to him. I want Paul to add that. You understand, this is a whistleblower. Will you get me Paul on the line during the break? I need to talk to him. InfoWars has received information from a senior whistleblower who is a senior administrator with Austin Community College who has divulged that enrollment numbers are collapsing due to students refusing to comply with vaccinations they are told are mandatory in order to take classes. The ACC administrator told Alex Jones that some 10,000 students have refused to enroll, or they've gotten out, because of their refusal to take inoculations. Although waivers for religious and personal objections are available, the ACC source said students were being given the impression that the inoculations were compulsory. Indeed, college authorities are lying to students by telling them they will be refused enrollment if they don't take the shots, according to the sources. They're now telling you you can't get student assistance and welfare, too, if you don't take them. That's a lie, too. This has led to a staggering 15% decline in students enrolling since January and forced ACC to cancel 500 classes over the next semester alone. And it's trending towards 1,000. When students are asked why they're dropping out or failing to enroll, huge amounts of them are citing the institution's aggressive vaccination policy. According to the administrator, a similar pattern of dropouts due to students revolting over vaccines is being witnessed across the country. This is a big whistleblower article. It's happening nationwide. Get this out to everybody. You don't have to take their murderous shots. These are soft kill weapons. Be advised, they will kill you with pleasure. System has signed on to hell itself. Look out, because your eternal soul's on the line, but also your body now in this life here on this planet. This is a scientific program of total control. The globalists see you as animals. They think they've beaten you. They think you're too stupid to start learning about reality and start caring. This is serious what we face. The re-education camps, the armed drones. I told you this years ago, but Local 10 in Florida, police face criticism over reported arrest quota. The cops admit they're ordered to arrest people for no seatbelt now. They want you in the system so that defense contractors can be paid to put drones in the sky and naked body scanners on the street corner. And so they can lie to us and say there's no radiation and there's no Fourth Amendment. I already knew this, but it turns out Judicial Watch got the documents. The White House basically scripted the new Navy SEAL movie. Really? Think so? We've got the answer to the imploding economy is mayors, like Mike Bloomberg, say bring unlimited illegal aliens in to be the new America. To put them all on welfare as an army to vote out our guns. Mike's immigrant plan to save cities. Oh, man, you got to love that. And former J.P. Morgan lobbyist managing the banking committee expected to investigate J.P. Morgan's trading loss. I mean, that's why this is happening. That's why this is happening. We're paying for our own enslavement. Let's go to John in Washington. You're on the air, sir.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Well, listen, I had something that I'd like to kind of tip you on there. I noticed that you're doing an extensive look into the drone situation. We've got a really odd situation going on in the northeastern corner of Washington. Here in our county, we've got a former FEMA director living here in a tiny little town, and he happens to be the executive vice president for a corporation in New York City called L3. Now, what you're going to find interesting is L3 not only manufactures, tests, and trains FEMA on how to use a wide variety of drones with numerous facilities, but they also manufacture the hacking equipment that they're using to monitor the internet with, and they also manufacture the little handheld FEMA narrowband communicators that are going to be used for the so-called good guys to be able to identify one another.
Now, I'm fully aware of L3, monstrous group. They service the Blackhawks, all of it. And it is the defense system that Eisenhower warned us of, eating, absorbing America with our money while wrapping it all in American flags. And they are gearing up. They're getting all the police on the FEMA bandwidth, so we can't listen to their communications. They're gearing up with armored pillboxes, 40 caliber, 450 million rounds for total war against the American people during a designed collapse that America is supposed to never come back out of. And it's the fall of America. It's the total takeover of our country.
Well, they also came up here and confiscated more or less. Our county commission gave it away, the spineless creatures that they are, gave away our easement on the eastern side of the county to the Department of Homeland Security, who is building a $45 million superport, and it's going to feature a drone launching pad, They're going to have helicopter drones. They're going to have winged drones. They've got.
Of course. I mean, you got a lot of patriots out there that got to be watched, and you got to spend their tax money somehow. It's fun in the video game culture for all these punks that like to abuse people. They're going to be killing us with these. They've announced it nationwide. Nerve gas, shotguns, hand grenades, 50 cals.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to take some more calls now. Then Dr. Corsi's on with us for a couple segments with big updates on the providence of Obama. Where did Barry Sotero really come from? I haven't gotten into the really big news yet on the economy, on the police state, science and technology, Middle East. It's all coming up in your phone calls first. Right now, let's go to Peter in Washington. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'd like to talk just briefly about the New World Order and Marxism.
Yes.
Now, Karl Marx talked about the higher stages of communism, which would involve the withering away of the state. He even talked about fishing in the morning and hunting in the afternoon you could do. Now, how would that be practical? Well, I think you supply the answer with your analysis of eugenics. That really Marxism does not require a government even, unlike fascism, and that this whole thing is consistent with Marxism alone.
No, that's it. Marxism, though, is not the final phase. You know, they say total government and then socialism, total communism, but that's just to bring in the new system, which is designed to kill almost everyone because it's a system created by the British royalty for eugenics to reduce population. And so absolutely, it is the post-industrial kill grid. And they sell lazy nobodies to be the exterminators in the first phase, then they're exterminated next. Then a bioweapon exterminates the last group. Go ahead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. But you see, these people, as I see them, are, you know, some of them are rip-off artists, but the more intellectual ones are really Marxists. And then they will be the only people. And that's consistent with what you talked about.
No, that's what they say. That's why the communists always get into eugenics, because they are eugenics. Look, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, it's all declassified, on record, created the Soviet Union and put Mao Zedong in power and told him kill, well, the Chinese say 84 million people. We say 64. But, I mean, this is what they do. If you look at what Mao did, it's what they're bringing in here.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah.
I mean, what do you make of them now just announcing 30,000 armed drones to just kill us whenever they want? I mean, this is out of control.
Part of this whole thing that you've described so well, better, I think, than anybody I've ever come across. And, the higher stages of communism is ultimately a betrayal. And it's more than just some financiers. These financiers are part of the system. They are required. You might even call them the devil's paymasters.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. That's in the communist 10 planks. They say central banks, bankers. And it's a religion. That's why they always ban Christianity, because every top communist, if you study history, is actually a Luciferian devil worshiper. They're devil worshipers. What do you think devils create? They create this monstrosity, abortion, poverty, pain, everything ugly. It's unbelievable what's about to happen.
Well, best wishes, Alex, and I'm working on my own things, too.
Yeah, you have a great voice. What are you, a radio guy?
No, but I was told that I did have a good voice. No, I'm actually a writer. I don't write on politics. I write on some mathematical theories.
Yeah, what you ought to do.
Type. I'm not a computational type. I'm more a theorist, just as, you know, Bertrand Russell was more of a theorist than a computationalist. But my theory, my ideas are not the same.
Well, we're going to try to start an audio blogging system at planetinfowars.com. It's in beta right now, having some hiccups. But folks like you should go with an interface and start, you know, do a YouTube video. Don't wait. I mean, it's time to get your ideas out there, all of you. We'll be back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty busting out of the gates like a wild bull to run down the globalist in the info war. It is Thursday, the 24th day of May, 2012. We were going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily on, who's in Hawaii, hot on the trail, demanding that they release the records. And, of course, they keep releasing fake records. They keep getting exposed as releasing fake records. And we have Obama's publicist for 16 years, 9 months, saying he was born in Kenya. That info was supplied by Obama. That's who supplies it to the publicist. I've worked with publicists myself. That's just standard. He was supposed to be on. I've never heard him like this. He's like, I can't come on for 1 hour. I'm with, with the detectives. It's a war zone. It's a war zone. I'm going to have breaking news. I hope to be with you in an hour. I'm like, okay. So there was a bunch of stuff going on when we just talked to him. So, and he's with the head of the cold case posse, Zulo. So they're going to have some breaking news. I mean, he can bring him along with him if he wants, popping in at the start of the next hour. Right now, we're going to go back to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. If you just joined us, it's coming out that, of course, there's quotas nationwide to write more tickets and raise more money. There's also quotas to arrest people, 2,000 people every 2 days in Miami. And, I mean, I won't go now to New Braunfels, Texas. Beautiful. You can go tubing. But everybody goes down there, spends money in the town to go in the Comal River and others. And you get there and you'll see, you know, a young college woman going, woo, woo, having fun. Cop says, get out of the water. You're drunk. And they don't even look like they're drunk. Take them to jail. I was pulling out of the parking lot once from going tubing and I saw paddy wagons waiting for the people getting off their tubes. And they were going, you're drunk, you're drunk, you're drunk, you're drunk. But again, when we don't go to these places, our world just gets smaller. Oh, you won't fly? We'll just set up TSA checkpoints on the side of the street. Oh, you must take vaccines to go to college. We're just not going to let you go to college unless you take these shots and then lie to you and say it's the law when it's not. All over the country, police are even taking as little as $500 out of wallets. When somebody opens their wallet to give them the driver's license, the police say, let me see that. They take your wallet and take the money out and say, you can challenge this, but if you do, I'm going to take you to jail. Chances are there's drug residue on these bills because they know most of the time there is. It's been in circulation. And they just laugh at you. Or you got to bring cash to get your son out for his DWI. The woman brings it. This was in the news. And they take her cash saying it's drug money. It's going criminal. Okay, that's what tyranny is, and it's organized evil. Tyranny is organized evil, running around wrapped in the flag of your nation. And here's Local 10 News. Police face criticism over reported arrest quota. Officers Union, Miami Beach Brass order 2,000 arrests over holiday. Yeah, it's the union that orders everything. These unions run everything. That's why you go to New York and they huge potbelly cops smoking cigars, beating women up. I mean, it's like Idiocracy or something. A reported arrest quota for Memorial Day weekend is causing anger and concern among community activists and union officers in Miami. God, the union always plays good cop, bad cop. So some of the police are doing the right thing and complaining to the union. Rumors of the quota, which allegedly calls for 2,000 people to be arrested over the holiday weekend, first came to light in an email complaint from an officer's union. In that email, the union called the quota aggressive, patently unfair, and unjust. So here I am blaming the union. They're actually saying don't do it. But then there's another article here where the union's actually saying it's okay. I don't know. It's all politics, but I tell you what, Police, you're going to be obsolete soon. Think about how much things have changed in just 5 years. In 8 years, the system plans to have most police work done by robot vans. They already have a bunch of states where robot cars are driving, where a robot cop actually walks up to your car. This is happening. All these little swords and wheeled vehicles you see, that's 30-year-old technology. Now, I told you the drones were coming to the skies, and people are like, oh, yeah, right. This is all planned. Robots on the ground. Japan's already actually got them controlling traffic in some test. And these things walk right up to you. This is so hellish. And they'll say, well, you know, the robot is programmed and it went ahead and tasered you because you were non-compliant. Look at this story out of My Fox. Florida teen has diploma withheld over the fact that he kneeled, that he knelt during the graduation ceremony. You see, they lie and say no religion in schools. That's because you can't have one state religion. You can't have the school say everyone must be a Buddhist, everyone must be a Catholic, everyone must be a Muslim if you go to this school. That's all separation of church and state is, and all that is a letter from Thomas Jefferson saying you can't have the government order you to follow, say, the Gaia religion as they're trying to do right now, which has nothing to do with the earth is the way they package it. It's really an anti-human religion. So that's the type of police state developments here. And it goes on to say, diploma withheld, embarrassed publicly in order to clean the gym over the fact that he knelt during the ceremony and thanked God. And they tell you, you have no free speech. I've seen cases in Texas where somebody brings a Bible in their bag. And they take it and throw it in the trash and have the police arrest them. There's no law, but the cop does whatever they're told. And of course, later they're released. But this, we're not a free country like you think. You've got to admit this takeover's happened if we're going to reverse this. It's staggering to see this happen. A Florida teenager had his diploma withheld and was ordered to clean the school gym as punishment for T-bowing on stage during his graduation ceremony. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully here. It was even his mother that thought it should happen because of her political correctness, believing that there's no free speech in a school. You can go in a school and say that you think Obama is a criminal and give evidence of it. Now, they can tell you don't talk during that period if everybody else can't talk. But you can't have a big political discussion in social studies, socialist studies. See how it's all hidden in plain view? Human resources, you're seen as a resource. See how it's all hiding in plain view like you're an idiot? They just normalize all this. She says, you can be arrested if you talk bad about him. This is what's being taught. And all over the country, they have people that sue if anyone prays. I've seen lawsuits just in Texas where I live, but I've seen them all over the country, where if a coach prays with his athletes or her athletes before or during halftime, it's said to be offensive and the game is forfeited or lawsuits are filed by the other team. In San Antonio a few months ago, they chanted USA because it's a military town. The other team was local as well. It is kind of a mindless chant. Anytime, you know, there's a police state thing happening, people chant USA. The point is, they said it was racist and banned saying USA. All over the country, you can't wear an American flag in schools because the illegal aliens find it offensive. Look that up. That's mainstream news. They're training you that there's no free speech. And the younger generation's being trained that their parents aren't in charge, that the state is in charge, and that vaccines are the law. And now they tell students, you've seen this in the news countless times around graduation. It's happening right now in the news. They say, do not, if you're the valedictorian or the salutatorian or the people that are speaking, or if you're having a guest speaker, even if a congressman is coming to speak. I saw a case of this, in Florida, same state as this is happening. I told him, do not say a prayer. Do not thank God. And they're telling high school football players and basketball players, do not thank God at any award ceremonies. You could get up there and say, I want to thank my dad. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my coach. I want to thank my grandfather. I want to thank my grandmother. I want to thank Jesus Christ. I want to thank Allah. I want to thank Buddha. I want to thank the Keebler Elves. I want to thank, you know, the Lucky Charms. I want to thank Willy Wonka. But this is outrageous. I've had TSA when I start telling them, hey, that lady, she's allowed to have 3 ounces. That's a 2 ounce. You shut your mouth, you're not going to fly. All right, well, you do whatever you got to, but I'm going to formally sue you. And you may even beat the rap. You're not going to beat the ride. They'll just say, get out of here. Get out of here. I forget which flight it was one time. They're like, what is this? They always do that with a 35 millimeter camera, you know, video camera. And I go, you know what it is. You're just trying to act like I'm guilty for some power trip because you've been told to train us to be prisoners. But you're too stupid to understand all of what's happening. You enjoying the cancer? You're going to get cancer from these x-ray machines and these scanners. Just get out of here. Yeah, I'm not scared of you. Oh, you're going to have fun when the next little kid comes through? Huh? See, I'm done. I'm done. I see you. I know you. I study this 24/7. I'm right. You're wrong. Period. And I'm not afraid anymore. And again, 15% of people are not re-enrolling previous the other number. They project they're going to cancel 500 classes in the summer. It could be 1,000. And one of the biggest community college systems in the world, Austin Community College. And look what's on their front page. Bacterial meningitis is requirement. Guess whoever took that shot, so brain damage, it's not even separated. I guess that's how you spell meningitis. The point is, let's put it back up on screen there. It's a requirement, not a law. They're supposed to give you the waiver for the policy, but the battle with the administrators is they go, look, we're totally imploding here. Doesn't matter. The brain damaging, the soft killing of people is more important that they be implanted with those viruses and heavy metals than that they that is. So what? Some escape, they'll get them later. To have a job, to live, they're going to try to make you take shots. They're now giving kids shots in California without parental consent. So there you go. You can't go to college unless you get the deadly bioweapon.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free.
The globalists have taken over countless countries and committed genocide. Why not do it to the biggest plum of all, the United States? All over the country, they're having giant urban warfare drills with parachuting troops, helicopters, gunboats landing in Tampa. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we'll show you the Daily Mail has an article and photos and videos of it. There's also an article at InfoWars.com linked to it all by Kurt Nemo, Black Helicopter Special Forces trained for RNC Police State. And the citizens are all, yay, America. That's not America anymore. It's like everybody, yay, Blackwater that is based in Dubai. They work for the New World Order. And it's all like, oh, it's so manly that they've got, you know, the troops jumping out of helicopters and riding in on their gunboats to keep us safe from the people. And all the good old boys get out there and, yay, America, yay, America. America's gone, pal. Oh, look, they're riding in with their Gatling gun. They got a little Chinese-made American flag hanging there. This is what we become. And the local police are involved in it, so they're all with the military. They're openly getting you ready for military occupation. And everybody's clapping, yay! 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 Take my guns! Yay, 30,000 drones! I'm so glad we've been captured by foreign banks. Oh, hey! Facebook comes out and puts out a stock release publicly to rip everybody off. Oh, it's okay. It's fun to be ripped off. It's cool. American Idol's on. Dancing with the Stars. Jack in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I enjoyed Lord Monckton yesterday. It was fantastic. And I just wanted to ask you a question. You got the new social network up and running. I've joined. I was wondering, is it possible for you to put up a video on there where somebody with that's very good at research could help people to learn how to research? Because a lot of the people that I reach a lot of people I speak to, and, you know, as I post articles on Facebook and so on, that these people, they really don't know how to research. They have no idea how they could look up this thing, you know, these things to verify them.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's like probably over 100 articles a day and government documents at InfoWars.com alone. All they got to do is go to InfoWars.com. All of my films are free online. They have the articles, as I say it, or the clips from Congress. I mean, if people don't know we're in trouble, they're not paying attention, as the bumper sticker says. I mean, I don't know what else I can say. The system admits they're overthrowing the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I can't do everything. I mean, I was up here till 10 o'clock last night, again yesterday. I'm not even doing the nightly news right now. The crew is. I'm getting ready for Bilderberg. I'll be doing it, some of it from there. I'm doing the radio show, everything. And people are always like, well, where's your proof the Rockefeller Foundation had plans to put sterilants in vaccines? Just type in Rockefeller Foundation documents, sterilants and vaccines, and it will put it in the search engine. Just put in the search engine what I say, and that will come up with links to them. They don't hide this. The White House science czar says sterilize people. He doesn't hide it. The big journal of bioethics says kill children up to age 3, including healthy ones. Sounds insane. It is insane. It's what Hitler was insane, and that really happened too. People are like, you know, I say Hitler killed millions of people. Well, where's the proof of that? Well, here it is. People who always say Hitler didn't kill anybody and was a nice guy, they're like, but we do need to kill all the Jews, though. You know, Hitler didn't kill any Jews, but we need to kill him. He didn't kill enough of them. I'm like, oh, there it is. Now, there's a president's five-year review, an annual report, 1968, the Rockefeller Foundation, and that got declassified in 2001. And that's the sterilants in your shots. A little double cancer in there, too. It implants itself in your cell walls. It's designed on average when you hormonally get up to the age of retirement that then the replication begins and your immune system fails. They want to soft kill you at around 60, a little before retirement. But, you know, it kind of, your kid. But there's greedy interest getting in there with so many shots for your five-year-old. A lot of times they succumb to the black op. But, hey, the preacher will be at the meeting and talk about how your child's in a better place when you lower him into the ground. Because everybody knows it couldn't be as bad as Alex says. So just keep rolling your sleeves up. I mean, I don't know what I can say, sir. I mean, the guys just typed in Rockefeller Foundation, sterilants and vaccines. Their own report came up. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I know. The thing is, it's not a problem for me.
Sir, they can't find it because they don't want to. You understand that?
You know, it really, what's going on right now is really, you really want to look at it. You know, we've swallowed, we've strained out gnats and swallowed camels. I mean,
you walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I just want to get us out of this. I know those of you that love liberty have the same desire in your heart. Every time I see old people, every time I see little children, every time I see the innocence of little boys and girls, I was just looking at Infowars.com during the break, and they had an image of Chinese children trying to avoid the flu, wearing a little mask, the little eyes full of hopes and dreams, and all being dashed and taken away. children set in front of the television to be destroyed. Our biggest enemy is the television. I'm around it all the time, even semi-awake people. They don't have an immediacy. They're not. It's not even an intelligence issue. It's an awareness issue. People who watch a lot of television, it changes your brainwave patterns. Just type in, television changes brainwave patterns. You'll get hundreds of studies. Type in, television viewing Alzheimer's, television viewing IQ drop. It's a fact. Half of the UT psychology department, of the research section, which is most of it, the whole college is just a front for DARPA operations, was just how to flicker to mesmerize people. And then they had whole sections on how to subliminally arouse men and women so that you could then implant messages. It's a giant mind control factory. One visit 12 years ago to the UT psychology department. Yeah, there's a big paper. Television viewing IQ and academic achievement. That's a big paper. Let me see the top of that. Who did that paper? You can also just type in, that's the Journal of Broadcasting, that's an article in 1980. Type in television and Alzheimer's. Television and Alzheimer's. My wife's at the gun store calling, and this cannot wait. I've got to call her now on air. Hold on one moment. Firearms even take precedence over the radio show. She was calling during the break, and then every time I got on the phone, she wasn't answering. Oh, there it is. TV's linked to Alzheimer's, BBC. And it's a fact. People are mesmerized and they're chemically poisoned. Hey, honey. Yeah, you were asking me about calibers and stuff? Well, you got another 410 judge, right? What else did you get? What else did you get? They sold you a Derringer? I don't like those, honey. Whatever, we can always have, it doesn't matter, any gun's a good gun. But the point is they, it's a 357 Derringer? I told you to get, if you want a pink one, I told you find out who's got like a 357 long-barreled classic Smith & Wesson or Colt revolver. Because, you know, you've gotten pretty good with the revolvers, so you could shoot somebody if they came over the fence in the yard, you know, at 50 yards with that right in the chest. I mean, that's a good, I mean, well, what else did you get? What is that? What is the Colt you got? 357? Well, tell me what it is. Okay. All right. Well, you wanted some more guns. That's great. I'm sorry I couldn't go with you. But I've been so the salesman sold you a regular handgun and not a revolver. Okay. Oh, you liked it. Well, whatever you want. All right. Did you get a lot of ammo for each gun? Did you get target ammo as well as hollow points? How many rounds you get? You get like 20 boxes at least? All right, I love you, honey. I'll see you later. Bye. Oh, boy. Okay, there you go. I thought she was at the gun show. I was getting all these texts about, not the gun show, the gun shop. She wants some pink guns. None of my guns are pink. I said, okay, just go get yourself some guns. Go get yourself some pink guns if you want pink guns. And then she likes the 410 Judge I've got. That's a good little gun. So she's got one of those now. She got herself one. We have matching judges. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. I like that. You can listen to that all day. You'll watch me a spaghetti western now. Oh, man. Okay, let's just go back to your phone calls. Ladies and gentlemen, they're killing us. They admit they're putting it in the shots. And you know how good a news it is that they've had a 15% unenrollment or refusal to enroll for the next semester. See, they started saying in January, it's the law. You've got to take shots in Texas to be in college. They're doing it in most other states. There is no law. It's all a hoax. 15% drop so far in the summer enrollment. Others are dropping out. That's 500 classes they're going to have to cancel at the community college. They got like 9 or 10 big campuses here in Austin. Taxpayer paid for, by the way. They're going to have to close 500, and they say if the trend continues at this rate, it'll be 1,000 classes or over 30% of their classes by the fall. Good, good. See, the system doesn't care. They don't care if 40 plus, what is it, 42 billion? The last numbers we got lost in 2010. That's why the travel associations, the hotel associations, the theme park associations said, please stop the groping of the genitals. Please stop the naked body scanners. It's killing the country. The TSA's answer is, yeah, bus travel's up by double. We'll just set up highway checkpoints there. You will not escape us. We will dominate you. We will be the boss. You ever been to a third world country where you pull up to checkpoints driving down the road? It's so humiliating, and the cops are on power trips and love scaring people type of folks. I mean, this is America. This is, we're giving up our birthright because it's so fun to get scared of Al-Qaeda that publicly works for the globalist. And I was sitting there talking to some guys the other night, and they go, no, we know the government killed Pat Tillman. Yeah, we know the government's growing opium. Yeah, we know they're funding Al-Qaeda. And one guy's just like, I just can't handle it, though. I got a family, and I just don't want to. I know it's going on, but I just want to live my life. You're not going to get to live your life much longer. Do you got it? And then these people send me, I see comments on the website. They're like, if you don't like it, leave it. Oh, really? Leave it? A world government? Leave the country? My ancestors on both sides came over in the Mayflower, were involved at every level of Revolutionary War, every level of trailblazing, every level of Texas independence. I mean, I never really got into this on air, but I mean, I am Americana royalty. So many of you are. I mean, I'm as American as it gets, okay? Up one side and down the other. Pilgrim's Progress, baby. That's me. Pilgrim all the way, one side and down the other. And both sides of my family. And I got to be told, get out of the country. I mean, I'm going to go to your calls right now and try to go to them quickly. But I appreciate everybody holding. Everybody get ready because I'm going to Josh, Daryl, Jeremiah, Doris, Bob, and others. I know Doris Day's a listener out there on KSCO. Hi, Doris. She listens to Michael Zwirling's mother's commentaries that are amazing. Side issue. New York Post. Mike's immigrant plan to save cities. Oh, the globalists have paid to ship the jobs out of the country. In fact, what's that headline on Drudge? Put that up real quick. Lights out Detroit. They're going to bulldoze a third of the area. And they're harassing anybody trying to plant gardens. Go ahead and click on it. Lights out Detroit. Look at that. Half of Detroit's streetlights may go out as city shrinks. One of the most prosperous cities in the world. $22 billion to ship the factories to China and Mexico and Brazil and Eastern Europe. I know I keep mentioning that. It just shows the hardcore treason. And then the system's answer? New York Post right here. It's just going to get more and more crazy. You know, they paid to build the radical mosque all over. Our government did. They created all these groups. I know it's fun to hate the Muslims all day, but do you understand how it's being manipulated? Mike's immigrant plan to save cities. I got a document. It's actually in my car. I forgot to bring it in. That just breaks down everything. They're setting up gun-free zones all over the country. Bloomberg and Emanuel outside of law. With big foundation money. I mean, these are crooks. This is a guy that wants to fine you $2,000 if you use salt in your restaurant. Mike's immigrant plan to save cities. Ratcheting up controversial proposal for revitalizing American cities. Mayor Bloomberg yesterday suggested the federal government deliberately force large municipalities. Deliberately force? The feds force cities. Just forget states, forget anything. You see? We got an empire now. Like Karl Rove told the New York Times. We're an empire now. We'll do whatever we want. You mean the bankers that run us are an empire now. Ratcheting up his controversial proposal for revitalizing America's cities, Mayor Bloomberg yesterday suggested the federal government deliberately forced, that's a quote, large municipalities to take in immigrants as the only hope of salvaging their battered economies. Battered by you with literally 83 new taxes I saw last year alone in New York. There's 83 new taxes. The mayor also criticized President Obama for deporting more immigrants than the last four, five presidents put together. That's all just show. They deport a few thousand. Bloomberg spoke at Midtown Forum time to release of a new study titled Not Coming to America, Why the U.S. is Falling Behind in the Global Race. We have the highest immigration in the world. And here's the deal. Immigrants are actually good for this country if there's no welfare. They are good because then you get the ones that want to work. And they are good. They are hardworking. They're not spoiled, rotten, yuppies, trash, three or four generations of thumb-sucking hippies. But they're coming here with Ford Foundation running the universities, and they're teaching them to be anti-gun, pro-abortion, anti-family. And so they are the enemy of this country. 90-plus percent of immigrants, when they end up becoming citizens, vote Democratic Party. I know Republicans are a bad choice too, but the point is they want to end this country. They've got to all be kicked out of here. We've got to stop it down to zero because the globalists are using them to drive a wedge in this country. If there was no welfare federally, you could have it locally for people really down and out, real charity. Then I'd be, yeah, we can take millions of immigrants a year because that's the type we want. We do not want... I mean, these people get here. U.S. hospitals advertise in Mexico to come up here and have your baby free. And then the hospitals are all going bankrupt. So then you've got to have national health care because they've bankrupted the charity hospitals. You know, 30% of hospital work until about 15 years ago, new doctors were told you will do 30% of your work for free. That was normal. People like Ron Paul used to 30% of the time work at charity hospitals for free because that's what you're supposed to do. It's not about being out at the golf carts all day. It's the Hippocratic Oath. It is a sacred honor to be a physician. It's like the hospitalers. That's where the word comes from. These were volunteer nurses and doctors that would go and take care of people. That's where the word hospital comes from. It is a Christian thing of charity. Oh, we've gotten off the path of the path that leads to prosperity and freedom. We're going down a rat hole, ladies and gentlemen. If the globalists are for it, I'm against it. Isn't that simple? If the globalists are for it, we have to be against it. If the globalists are for it, we have to be against it. If the globalists are for it, we have to be against it. If the globalists are for it, we have to be against it. If the globalists are for it, we have to be against it. I can intellectually show you how they're for it. It's always bad. But it's a real simple rule. If the devil is for something, you better be against it. Real simple. Not hard to figure out. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. I'm going to shut up now. Josh in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? Man, that rat hole's getting pretty deep, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's moving fast now.
Yeah, it sucks.
Man. I mean, I'm doing everything I can to just not eject out of this country out of pure selfishness, but I'm not. I've sworn to go down with the ship. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, man. Hey, I have a couple questions about, you know, how you were stating about earlier about the retinal scanners in the grocery stores?
Yes, hidden retina scanners that I learned of 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news.
Yeah, yeah. My question is, I can't see. I'm blind. Can they look into people's eyes that can't see?
If your eyes are open.
Oh, whoa. That's scary. My next question is the H1N1 shot. I have actually gotten the vaccine. My question is, if I go get tested for cancer from this shot, would I be allowed to go to federal court and try to attempt to sue the pharmaceutical company?
No, because they've created a liability fund where you go through a special court that isn't a real court. And even if you're one out of, I think it's one out of 10, the last number I saw, very few people even win. And then you sign agreements for a paltry sum. You know, your kid's dead or brain damaged. And those are the lucky ones where the kid collapses there in the hospital and has the convulsion so they can prove it was the shot. So they just put it on the insert, cancer, brain damage, narcolepsy, neurological disorders. And then they just go, hey, you should have read the insert. But listen, there's a new industry where they're doing cancer testing. We all get cancer every day. Then they go in and cut out things like they do cancers all the time where people swallow, a seed out of an apple. It gets in your lungs. In fact, statistics show a lot of people have that. My grandmother, they think it was an apple seed in her lung. Chopped the lung out, gave her 10 years of miserable life after it, screwed up her heart, paralyzed part of her face. And they're like, oops, sorry, but she's old-fashioned, doesn't sue. It was a particulate in there. So a lot of times, you know, you've got an apple seed or a lemon seed in your lung. I mean, a lot of people, again, the numbers I've seen are as many as 1 out of 5 is the last number I saw, have a seed or something in their lung. And the body just encapsulates it. I've been out on my bike many times when I used to ride dirt bikes. I've inhaled so many. You ever had mosquitoes shoot up your nose, a fly down your mouth? We got bugs in our lungs, man. They're going to find a cancer marker, and they're going to chop you open. I mean, a lot of the time. So, again, it doesn't give you cancer right away. H1N1, 2 government studies in Canada admitted, doubles your chances of getting the flu the next year. But then after that, your immune system bounces back. We know it was a simulant they released a year before they actually released it. It doesn't appear. Our scientists said so, but then it was confirmed. It had a tracker virus. We're not sure. It's so highly advanced, added to it. But it's got an artificial tech package. Really, it's nanotech. That's what viruses are anyways, natural nanotech attached to it. So you were hit with a combo soft kill weapon. We don't know when it's going to activate. It's aggregated for the average unhealthy person. If you get super healthy, get on superfoods, it may stop it from triggering. But generally, it's set to trigger hormonally around retirement. It's a soft kill weapon. We'll be right back. Look, we've got a case of tyranny, the likes of which the world's never seen. It's naked in our face, flaming on fire, jumping up and down with bullhorns announcing itself. Yeah, we got re-education camps. Yeah, we're going to get you. They want to intimidate us. And so many people, and I'm going back to your calls, call me over the years. I see comments going, Alex Jones is here to scare us. And I think about that. I mean, if somebody came to me and said, there's a guy, you know, there's a gang going house to house robbing people, I wouldn't go, how dare you come to my house and scare me? I'd say, thank you. Let me get my firearms. I mean, it's already happening. Knowing is good. I went down to the creek and one of my children hadn't gotten the water yet. And they go, look out, Daddy, it's a big snake. And I want to scare my wife, but she's listening. I think it was a big water moccasin. Now she won't go out of the creek and go swimming. I got to get down there and hunt those things. They come out early in the morning and at night. I'm going to go spotlight and kill them. The point is that'll make her happy. But I'll even shoot a YouTube of it. How's that sound? Because it is kind of snake central. And was it fear-mongering that my son said, hey, look at that big snake, while I was swimming around? Of course, it was trying to get away. It was going the other direction. No, it was, hey, there's a snake. And so I think everybody's like I am. I mean, got a threat? It's happening? People are like, well, they're going to get you. Well, you know what? Then they are. I mean, there's no debating or discussing this, okay? I'm not hardcore enough. This is so hardcore. They're killing us. Look around you. How many people you know got cancer? A lot of you won't look up the statistics and find out what I'm saying is true. So just how many of you know people that have cancer? If you're 60, 70, 80 years old, you remember kids with cancer when you were growing up? Never heard of it, had you? Did people seem this dumbed down and this unable to focus? All the numbers are there. The IQs are dropping. The attention spans are dropping. The language is getting smaller. People are using less words. This is scientific, and I have all the documents. And I want it to stop. It's that simple. Yeah, there's the New York Times cancer on the rise. And that's a whitewash article. And who leads the world in everything? Us. We're being murdered. And people are like, but it's our government. It's not our government. We were taken over by eugenicists that are so smart, they don't have a guy in a dictator outfit going Sieg Heil up there or somebody like Stalin. They just have fake politicians, fake fronts, billboards, how the government loves you everywhere, and they're just killing you behind the scenes. Let's go to another call here. Daryl in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
2 things, if I may. You hit it on the spot earlier when you said the immigrants, that they, when they come here, that they were taught and brainwashed to be Democrats. Like, for example, my family, who's Jamaican, my father died when I was 9. When I was 9 from walking pneumonia. Mother is still alive, but she was raised to be a Democrat here. She voted for Clinton because that's what she was taught. Democrats were good. She voted for Obama because that's what she was taught, because they were taught Democrats were good. I'm like, I can understand because they wanted to get a black person in office, which I could totally understand the concept. They come up for the black community. But I'm like, if that's the case, you want to vote for race, you should have voted Cynthia McKinney. But of course, when I say stuff like that, they just get lost. And
well, sure. I mean, look at all the media hype. The system is promoting someone. The system is evil. It's a no-brainer. People have to stop getting into hype. They've got to learn to recognize it and get nauseous. When I see hype, I get sick. And I see the general public gets all happy when they see the hype. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. It's definitely disgusting. That's why I started my rally in August for people that's in the Atlanta area called Take It to the Media. We need to get out there and just show them that we're here. We know.
Did you get any response last time you plugged the rally you're going to have?
Yeah, I got a few people contacting me. A few people from out of the state contacting me.
All right, tell us the name of it. Tell us the name of the rally, real fast.
It's called Take It to the Media.
Take It to the Media in Atlanta.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Corsi from Hawaii, looking into who Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, really is, with breaking news coming up. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I watched a movie last night called The End of America, A Letter of Warning to a Young Patriot. I'm sure you know who Naomi Wolf is.
Yes.
Oh, she did that movie, and she gives 10 steps. I'd recommend that movie for anybody. How a government will, you know, move toward a fascist to destroy, you know, the sitting Republican government, and the first thing they do is invoke terror, internal and external enemies, secret prisons.
No, they're hyping up a non-existent terror threat. Even if Al-Qaeda was real and not working for the globalist, you got a better chance of a honeybee killing you. I mean, literally, it's a joke. Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, on its knees to men in black uniforms saying, save us from Keebler elves.
Right, and about the pale horse, about Charlie Daniels has that, he's going to narrate that movie about the pale horse, Behold the Pale Horse. And then I heard Webster Tarpley talking about the Mormon thing about the pale horse. Well, the pale horse in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, says, I looked it up.
It's death.
It's death and hell followed with it. And then you study that word hell, it doesn't mean the place hell. It means is pictured here as a terrible monster about to destroy
hell.
The
hell means death, destruction, burning cities, black uniforms, torture. That's what hell is. Hell is being released. The Bill of Rights and Constitution are morals dropping, shields down, in floods, like opening a submarine door, in floods, the icy water of tyranny.
And you're right about everything just about everything you say. I've been preaching this for quite some time, just like you have to people, and you have to be called crazy to get people to listen to you. Now people are starting to get hungry. They're actually starting to get hungry physically because they're
No, that's
lying.
What I'm finding. People are starting to wake up. God bless you. Believe me, folks, I mean, everywhere I go, I run into listeners. I ran into a fellow yesterday who'd just been to Australia, and he said, man, all over, people go, you're from Texas? Alex Jones. He went to a church, and people were all listeners. I mean, it's big, folks. That's why I don't feel like I'm worthy. I mean, I've got conservatively 15 million listeners a week now. And in fact, that's an old number. It's more like 20 million now. And it's just growing exponentially. It is such a responsibility. But all I can do is just keep warning people. John in Pennsylvania, got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
I was wondering why you don't ever interview Kevin Trudeau anymore.
And
well, I interviewed Kevin twice, not that I even totally agree with everything he says, because the government was trying to block his book about herbs, because he's an interesting person. That's why, I mean, I just had him on. There's some guests we have on a couple times, then, you know, we haven't had back on.
With Bilderberg coming up, I think it would be a great interview if you did him again, because the last one I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, he said he was in a yacht off the coast of where they were having their meeting, and I'm sure that's true. He's a big jet setter. But I have sources inside Bilderberg. And so, not that are Bilderbergs, but I have sources inside Bilderberg. And so this is going to be a year that won't be one to forget.
I'm looking forward to it. Keep up the good work. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, we're going to come right back after this quick break, and I believe we're going to have Dr. Corsi. He was supposed to be on an hour ago, but he's like, I'm in a war zone, I think was the quote. There's so much coming up. I'm here with the chief investigator. Oh, my gosh. And I've never heard him really hyped up like that, so I wouldn't say Joram Corsi has hype in him. So we'll find out what... What's up, Doc, on the other side of this quick break? PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The social network is in beta.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Joram Corsi has breaking news. He couldn't even come on with us in the last hour. He is there with the head of the cold case posse from Maricopa County, Arizona, in Hawaii. When he was on with us with an update on Obama and his publicist for 16 plus years saying that he was born in Kenya, then Arpaio demanded they release documents. But it looks like this is a new fraud, just like the old fraud. They can't even get straight which hospital he was born at. That's all coming up. We just had him, but his Skype dropped. We're reconnecting right now. Let me just also plug here, and your purchase supports the broadcast as well. These things are basically out of print. And Carol Quigley's on record saying that he's mad that they're back in print before he died. This is a top globalist given access to the New World Order's archives. He wrote Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Bill Clinton's mentor. Bill Clinton said, I heard that call clarified by a professor I had named Carol Quigley. The powers of financial capitalism had a far-reaching plan, nothing less than create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. And we have Peter E. Krogan, Dean of the School of Foreign Service, Georgetown, says he was one of the last of the great macro historians who traced the development of civilization with an awesome capability. The definitive work on the world's power structure. Now, you want to understand why the mega capitalists create communist systems to consolidate power? He explains all this and how the New World Order is a system where they're above the law and you're a slave. It's giant. It's 1,400 pages. It is full of incredible information. It's available at InfoWars.com. So is Bloodlines the Illuminati. So is A Noble Lie. Oklahoma City, exposing the inside job that was that event. Do we have Corsi yet? All right, his Skype dropped. Yep. Then go to Plan B after about 3 minutes. I want to kick in to call in his hotel room. I want to go to Plan B. Okay, thank you. All right, continuing. Talk about a buildup here. He couldn't come on last hour when he was scheduled. Now this. I want to find out. He's over there investigating. One of the chief advisors of the cold case posse, and he's got a bunch of news. So that's coming up if we're able to get him on the line with us. We'll just abort this in a minute. I mean, I'm not going to spend my whole day going over this and over this. Okay, so we've got him there. That's good. Coming up, there's a big revolt in Texas. 15% people are not re-enrolling in the colleges. And this is a whistleblower. This is directly from a high-level administrator because they're forcing deadly vaccines on people. And they're having bad reactions. And they won't even tell them there's a waiver. The administrators don't want to have all these dropouts, but they're told you're not allowed to tell people. And that's the big issue. So we're breaking that news. It's at InfoWars.com. It's also at my Twitter, Real Alex Jones at Twitter. So just go to twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We've also launched the new social network, PlanetInfoWars.com. And tens of thousands of people signed up. It obviously, we're going through some tweaking. It's slow sometimes. We're adding more servers. We'll get it where it's why it's in beta. So bear with us at PlanetInfoWars.com. So be sure and check that out as well, and please spread the word. Okay, going now with breaking news is Dr. Jerome Corsi, Ph.D., from Harvard University in political science. He's also worked in areas of high finance. He also worked in national security for the State Department in war zones in the Middle East and other areas, and obviously worked in intelligence capacities, but we won't get into that. He's written 5 New York Times bestsellers, including 2 number ones. And the White House responded last year, releasing the fake birth certificate about a week before his book was going to come out. The White House ran the hoax that his book had been recalled. They don't do that if they're not desperate. Now, obviously, last week, we learned that his publicist for 16 years, in hundreds of different communiques and publications they put out, said he was born in Kenya. That information provided by Obama, that's standard. You provide your bio to the publicist, you know, where you're from, what you did. And, you know, the first black president of the Harvard Law Review from Kenya, born in Kenya. Boom. His wife saying, born in Kenya. We visit his homeland on video. Boom. We're told there is no long form. It doesn't exist. Oh, yeah, here it is. It's fake. He was never named Barry Sotero. Oh, here's the records. I was Barry Sotero. I did, you know, go to Indonesia. You got to give up your citizenship at that time to become Indonesian. Oh, I did go to a mosque. The point is, everything he said is a lie. Okay. And Jerome Corsi joins us now via video Skype from Hawaii. He was there Sunday, but he didn't want us to tell you that. Now they're claiming they've released new stuff under Arpaio's request and the state's request, proving he is. You're giving us this breaking news here. We thank you, Doctor, for that, and WorldNetDaily.com. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I've been in Hawaii here for the entire week with Mike Zulu and the posse, the sheriff's investigators. And the breaking news is yesterday, we're quite convinced that our being here in Hawaii is one of the reasons the Hawaii Department of Health tried to verify Obama's birth in Hawaii to the state secretary of state in Arizona. Now, what they did was a very clever thing here in Hawaii. They got a group of lawyers together and they wrote a verification that is a non-verification. If you read it very carefully, and say, what do they verify? Hawaii did not verify that the birth certificate on the White House website is accurate or that it is authentic or that any document looks like that. They didn't verify that. They didn't verify that Obama was born in Hawaii. What they verified was that the information on the birth certificate displayed on the White House is information for which the Hawaii Department of Health has a record. That's all they said. In other words, they said, we've got something in our file in Hawaii here that verifies that information. Now, see, it's very clever because Hawaii Department of Health said, well, we didn't tell you where we got the information or if the information in our record is correct. It could have easily come from the grandparents going in and registering a birth. I've always said the birth was registered. But Hawaii allows the health department, the Department of Health, to issue a facsimile birth certificate. Look at that registrar stamp. It says, we verify that this is a copy or facsimile of the information we have about this person's birth in our file. So Hawaii is not showing us the information in the file. They are not showing the original birth certificate, pen and paper. They're not showing the microphone film. They're not showing anything. They're just saying, we've got information resembling the information on that PDF file on the White House website.
And Governor Abercrombie, 2 months before they released the last fake one, said, we've looked, it's not there, Obama's got a problem. That's the quote.
It's all a lie and a cover-up. Get a group of clever lawyers together to issue a non-verification. Don't show anybody anything and get the compliant mainstream media to say, oh, nothing you see here, folks. Move on. No wizard behind the curtain. Case ended. We're done. Born in Hawaii. Well, it's absolutely nonsense. I mean, as you pointed out in introducing this segment here, Alex, for 26 years, Barack Obama's publicist has been issuing a biographical statement that Obama himself had to provide the information for, had to verify. He was born in Kenya. And that has been out there for 26 years.
They wouldn't have put you on house arrest when you flew to Kenya if it wasn't true.
Right.
The U.S. ambassador, you've got the letter in your book. It's online. It's public. Bush wanted to know when Hillary was saying all this in the campaign. And they said, yeah, it's been cut out of the records. You don't cut out records that weren't there.
Exactly. I published those letters that went to our ambassador in Kenya, where Kenya says, we don't have Obama's birth certificate, but that doesn't mean it wasn't here. The records have been tampered with and criminally tampered with so as to eliminate the evidence of Obama's birth. That's what Kenya did.
Now, what do you mean by the fact that the chief investigator you're with is under a blackout and can't come on air?
The sheriff announced yesterday, Sheriff Arpaio said that he wants the investigators to come home and completely debrief him on everything that's going on here this week. I've also been only able to publish what I've been allowed to publish. Got tons of news here. I'm dying to get it published. We will be releasing information. Sheriff will be having a press conference here, I'd say by the middle of June. And the information
that is dangerous. You need to release it right now. Don't let them Breitbart you. They've already raided the sheriff since he opened an investigation. I mean, why is Arpaio doing that?
Because he's got to have the time to get it ready. But the information is going to be shared. If anything happens to me or to Zulu, that information is coming out. At this point, all they're going to do, trying to attack me, if someone did in the White House, it would only confirm the validity of what we've got. What I'm here to say to you now, Alex, is that we have proof that even the government did not believe that the African Barack Obama Sr. was the president's father. I'm completely confident of all the men alive.
Well, you said that before it came out in the news that the State Department had said it. That came out last year.
And we've got additional proof of that.
Wow.
We've got additional proof of that. That's what I'm saying to you. The additional proof, you're going to see how the shutout, the cover-up is occurring in Hawaii, continuing, intensifying. Now you've got the White House and Hawaii cooperating with a Republican Secretary of State, this Ken Bennett in Arizona, who, by the way, is co-chairman of the Romney campaign in Arizona and wants to run for governor, that this non-verification verification where Hawaii says, yeah, we've got records that support the conclusion Obama was born here. You can't see them.
Well, look at the New Jersey Democrats endorsing Romney. I mean, that tells you this whole thing. I want to get your take. You've got intel on the elite and Obama and Bilderberg. You were talking to me off air about that. More coming up with Dr. Jerome Corsi, worldnetdaily.com. You can find out about all the books he's got out on this.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
Dr. Corsi, I want you to get into the Bilderberg info that you're getting. I mean, you have contacts in the elite, not so much the Bilderberg, but you were saying, yeah, Bilderberg, to quote you, I think Obama's, you know, goose is cooked. He's not going to be in there anymore. Now, you said that right before we went live. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think the information I'm getting is that Obama is now being considered damaged goods by the global elite. The information we've produced, the Sheriff Arpaio's investigation is so damaging, and what's going to come down in the next 2 weeks is going to be so critically crippling to Obama that, you know, the Democratic Party really ought to replace him as the candidate. I'm told it was even discussed that Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton considered it and are going to pass because they think this is going to be a tragic year for the Democrats just to lose massively, and Obama can't recover. There's no way he's going to recover. So the globalists are going to, I think, at the Bilderberger meeting, inform Obama that he's going to run and lose and inform Romney that he's going to run and win. Because Romney is basically just another variation of Obama. The two of them are basically the same. And the globalists think they can advance their agenda more effectively with a president whose identity is not going to be so thoroughly exposed.
By the way, doctor, this is big news. I mean, you shot down Kerry. You're credited with that. You've got major intelligence connections. And, I mean, you don't shoot your mouth off. So you're saying the word is, because that's what I'm getting from other high-level sources, is that the elite are getting ready to flush Obama down the toilet.
He's damaged goods. The phrase that I'm hearing is damaged goods. And again, by the time I'm finished with this, you know, writing about Obama and getting after him, the truth is the American people do not know who this guy is in the White House.
As best you can tell, who is he? I mean, I know we know he isn't who he says he is. Who is he?
It's going to be a shock as to who the father is. And I encourage everyone. You know, this Joel Gilbert, who says Frank Marshall Davis is the father in his new DVD. I want everybody to listen to Joel Gilbert.
Now, we're going to get him on. The film isn't out till July, though. We're going to get him on as soon as it comes out.
But then I've seen it. It's a really solid. Frank Marshall Davis is candidate number one. There's two other candidates. I'm not going to tell you who they are right now.
No, I've got the film. I've seen it. I've seen it, too, now, yeah.
Two other candidates for the father. It is not the African. Is not the African. And then second, and that one more thing I want to just give you as a question, and that is, what would happen if the intelligence agencies like Mossad and the successor agency to the KGB in Russia just happened to have whoever this guy, let's call him Barry Satoro, happened to have some of his DNA. And let's say they happened to have already determined that it had nothing to do with the African, Barack Obama Sr. And the mother did go to Kenya to have the birth, but she did it to perpetuate the cover-up. Because what you've got here is a case of identity creation from birth to conceal a deep secret the family could not release.
Well, no kidding. He looks nothing like the so-called father.
Of course. You know, look at the color. Look at the – I've been to Kenya, as you know, detained. The Luo tribe are small in stature, very dark. Round heads, sloped foreheads. Barack Obama Sr., the African, looks nothing at all like Barack Obama, the president. It's an assumed identity. And, you know,
well, we know he's got a fake Social Security number.
The proof for this is now conclusive. And so when Hawaii is trying to validate that, you know, Obama's, this is just a big con job. And I can pretty much assure you there's going to be officials here in Hawaii at a very top level who are going to have to consider getting defense attorneys and facing criminal prosecutions for the cover-up that's going on right now today in Hawaii. They better stop it because law enforcement now is taking a close look at it. And, you know, forging identities, having representations of birth when they know at the Hawaii Department of Health they can't prove Obama was born here. The records in their file don't say that.
It's they know that. This is unbelievable because it all fits, and it's insane. And his publicist for 16 years said he was born in Kenya. Everybody in the media knows you provide that info to the publicist. This is incredible.
Exactly. And look, if you take a look at what's also in that publicist statement, they disclose there the name of the company he worked at, this business company, business systems company. After Obama was in Columbia University, that company is a well-known CIA front. The mother, Ann Dunham, you know, wasn't some anthropologist living poor. She was in five-star hotels, an employee of the Ford Foundation, working for Timothy Geithner.
Yeah, this was an above-government foundation coup.
And we now identified her apartment addresses in New York City.
Hold on, stay there. More coming up. And we're going to tell you about the new ebook he's got out as well. Gentlemen, I don't get up here and say Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, was born in Kenya because it's fun and to have some hyped-up issue, and I want to get up here and discredit him because I hate his politics. And neither does Dr. Corsi. He went after George Bush for NAFTA and GATT and the North American Union and all that. He's pointing out Mitt Romney, Bain Capital, carbon taxes, open borders, gun control, wrote Obamacare. I mean, quite frankly, Obama staying in, and I've said this privately, well, I've actually said it on air. People say, well, who's better? And I go, well, worse is better. Obama is better. Obama is like 5-week-old garbage that nobody's taken out. Romney is fresh. He's charming. He's even, I mean, Obama early on, now he's more negative because he's a narcissist and can't stand the facts that people are onto him. Excuse me. Romney is very, very charming. Okay. And comes off as very, very likable and is going to be very, very dangerous as president. And we got big trouble. He's a globalist up one side and down the other. He's changed his tune. But he's going to go right along with the exact same programs because the exact same globalist controlling. And I'm starting to agree with Dr. Corsi and others, but he says he has the sources that the system is understanding, hey, if Obama's good for us to keep waking people up, that's not good for them. Dr. Corsi, please continue.
Well, I think the biggest problem that Obama's got is that we're doing so much damage to his, to him now and his, who he is, his reputation. Basically, he's a fictional character in the White House. Obama may not make it in terms of credibility even to the election. They may have to replace Obama with another candidate. The Democratic Party is going to take massive losses in 2012, and they're beginning to realize this. Obama has no chance of winning. Even with 10% vote fraud, Democrats can't pull it off this time. And now, you know, I've been exposing the material on this HSBC bank fraud. I've had the documents. I've had 1,000 pages indicating massive international money laundering. I've been publishing it in WND. Now I've connected, and I have the documents in my possession. I passed them on to the sheriffs, Sheriff Arpaio, who is a true patriot. They have the, so if anything happens to me, I've connected the bank fraud to Eric Holder directly. In the next 30 days, I'm going to publish information that will show you Eric Holder and the chief of his criminal division at the center of a massive banking fraud that has deprived millions of Americans of their homes while the fat cats go free.
I got to stop you right there. Some of that has begun to come out, but you're saying you have more documents on it. For those that don't know, this is the same crew that did Fast and Furious and all of this. Of course, your main job after the State Department was in high-level bank regulation and investigating these things, so that's your specialty. Boy, this is some dangerous water we're in. Give us as much as you can. Give us as much as you can on record of what you've got on Holder in case they do try to kill you.
I will. I spent 25 years in bank marketing, and I was working with regulators all over the world. What I've got is a massive case of fraud in mortgage-backed securities involving one of the biggest banks in the world, where prosecution was recommended by the Department of Justice, the IRS, and every government organization that took a look at this, including Treasury. And Eric Holder blocked the prosecution for political reasons with the head of his criminal division. I've got the files. I've got the documents. I've got the court cases. I've got all of the records, and I'm going to start publishing that case within the next 30 days. You're going to understand that the bank fraud is being conducted out of the White House through the approval of Eric Holder. Eric Holder is there to conduct bank fraud. That's the whole purpose. If anybody thinks that, you know, we are the drug cartels, why are we selling guns to the drug cartels? Sell them to ourselves. That's the whole point. People don't understand. CIA and organized crime aren't two entities. Intelligence and organized criminals work hand in hand worldwide. They can't do it without banking. I've got the proof to show that Eric Holder is making political decisions to favor those who fund Obama. It's not cheap. You want protection from this criminal White House of Obama and Eric Holder? You better be prepared to make millions in campaign contributions.
Now, to be specific, if people are just joining us, this actually came out a few months ago, part of it. And then of all places, 2 weeks ago, it was reported on in Newsweek in their Daily Beast Online that indeed Holder has a law firm that if you then get representation from them, you can steal billions, but you've got to pay them millions. So I know that's not cheap, but it is cheap if you're getting billions. But you're saying you've got even more now.
Yes, I've got a whole file on this. I've got absolute, incontrovertible proof the holder stopped for political reasons, you know, for campaign contributors, to do them favors, and the chief of his criminal division. The gentleman knows his name, who I'm talking about. We're going to come after you with the documents. They stopped a prosecution in which millions of homeowners lost their homes, and some of them being prosecuted, whereas the people who did the bank fraud put together the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, did the fraudulent appraisals, were let to walk free with Eric Holder and the head of the criminal division blocking the prosecutions. Go back and research. Look in Chicago, when they wanted to have the casino gambling, you know, Donald Trump now wants to build casinos in Chicago. Another set of payoffs there involved, by the way. But at any rate, the guy who came into Chicago to argue on behalf of Tony Rezko, his criminal gang, including Barack Obama, before Obama was president, that Chicago ought to have this gambling, was Eric Holder on behalf of his Covington firm. Eric Holder flew to Chicago to argue to put casino gambling in Chicago in a deal that Rezko was going to benefit from. It's on the public record.
They're total mafia, but the Republicans, as you said, are involved in a lot of this as well. And it seems like on every front now, I've never seen such corruption where the MF Global and all the regulators and J.P. Morgan and the missing billions, and now the top lobbyist for them is over the committee that's going to investigate it. That's out there as well. I mean, maybe they know something we don't know and they can just do whatever they want.
Well, look, I think that Barack Obama, the globalists who decided to abandon Obama, he's damaged goods. And, you know, he was truly hating the United States, hating the Constitution. He was extremely on the far left. At least with Romney, you get what I'm calling now the Republican Party, the centrist wing of the Democratic Party. These are one party. They trade it off. Bilderberger meeting to decide who gets how many seats in the Senate, who gets how many seats in the House. And the problem is Obama has so messed up the job that was given to him that, in fact, now there may be no way the globalists are going to prevent the Democrats from taking massive losses, even in the governorships. Democratic Party is going to get crushed in November. And even with massive voter fraud, which the Democrats are planning to do, they won't save their jobs. They're going down. And that's the problem. The information coming out in the next 30 days on Obama, who he is, he's not who you think he is. He is not the son of the African
gopher. Well, no kidding. If that is his dad, I'll eat my hat.
And secondly, you're going to be able to start seeing inside the Obama administration to see the corruption, the banking corruption. Alex, I want to make it clear to people. We do not have billions, hundreds of billions in dollars in drugs being conducted worldwide without the intelligence agencies and the government involved. That money's going through the banking system. Regulators are turning the other way.
Of course.
The other way. This is one of the off the books, you know, billions of dollars in taxes not being collected because the banks are running the drug business on behalf of the government. And in charge of it, the CEO of the drug business in Mexico is Eric Holder.
You're right. Let me segue into some other issues here. They are announcing 30,000 armed drones, CBS News, Salon. Local police departments are getting Homeland Security grants where they're going to have grenades, 12 gauges, 50 cals, rubber bullets, all this stuff. Government is buying 450 million rounds of hollow point, 40 cal, hundreds of armored mobile pillboxes. There's suddenly TSA checkpoints everywhere on highways. They're phasing in martial law, and it's bipartisan because the bankers know they're imploding things. But look at Europe. I mean, they meant to have this derivative implosion bring in their new world order, their bank of the world, but they've so overdone it. And I'm getting a lot of information that the elite is not in control, and that's why a lot of them are exiting, you know, to armored keeps in very remote areas. Clearly, this buildup for martial law is taking place. What is that about?
Well, in fact, That's the plan. I mean, the original plan was to use this economic crisis to bring in more globalism, more United Nations, more International Monetary Fund. Well, that's so collapsed, and in part because of exposing it. You exposing it, Alex, me exposing it, others, showing the American people, you know, North American Union and Bilderberger and all the things we've been trying together to get the American people to be aware of. Now, the next plan is, all right, let's just go to martial law. One of the only advantages I can think of at this point to get Obama gone in disgrace is that if it's shown he's ineligible, we can eliminate all of his executive orders. And Obama signed a whole series of executive orders that people don't realize. The last was this one on the Treaty of the Seas, placing the United States under United Nations control.
Absolutely. Our rivers, our waterways. And what do you think of Trent Lott, who fought it and called it world government, now worshiping it?
Well, you know, again, these go to Washington, get bought off. That's the problem. And also, look, when you even this, people didn't realize it. Remember 1070, the Arizona bill on immigration is in front of the Supreme Court. Guess what? Obama also submitted that to the World Court very quietly. So if he doesn't like the result of the Supreme Court, he can turn around and say the World Court trumps the Supreme Court.
Was that a big wake-up call whenever he told Congress in a public letter and speeches that they have no power and the UN is his boss?
That's the point. See, on Obama's mind, he is not, I'm sure, ineligible to be president because he's a citizen of the world and the United States is just a district of the United Nations. He's just running a district of the United Nations. He's not running a sovereign nation. We got to remind the American government and the globalists that we, the people, are sovereign.
Do you agree with me that we're on a major offensive and having victory after victory right now, and the system is saying, okay, we're spying on you, okay, we've got drones, okay, we'll disappear you in an attempt to intimidate us?
Why I'm working at this so desperately right now, Alex, is because if Obama wins, we do not have a First Amendment, we won't have a Fourth Amendment, we won't have a Bill of Rights. People like you and me will be in thought education camps if they allow us to live. Our families will be destroyed. Private property will be confiscated. People think this is radical. All the plans are laid out and signed in executive orders. You've been pointing them out. I've been pointing them out. They're right there in black and white.
Yeah, that's why I get mad when I see police with quotas writing tickets for nothing. They're told, oh, well, we're going bankrupt. You could write a billion tickets, it wouldn't pay it off because we've signed on to the globalist fake debt. The country is going down. The re-education camps, the army admits they have. And do you hear any of this in the mainstream news? No. And all of you that work for the mainstream media, if you all start revolting, they can't stop you all. It's time for us to say enough of this. Do we really want to go under a Stalinistic system? Because that's what they've got planned.
And what they don't understand at the Washington Post and the New York Times is that when the globalists take over, the useful idiots, which is what they call them, have always called them, at the Washington Times and Washington Post, New York Times, they go first. They're the first ones they kill. Because let's really make the globalists happy. Let's do partisan news and support Obama first. Black president, let's hype all that crap. You know, the truth is, those are the first guys when the New World Order takes over, they eliminate. Because they are, you know, too dangerous, too stupid, having promoted this nonsense. And Alex, it's coming down. The greatest risk we've got here is that the globalists may decide a last-minute move and try a crisis to prop up Obama, or Obama might just be really tired and he might have to just really quit and have somebody else move in to be the candidate, because the globalists are going to realize, and I think this Bilderberger meeting is when the unofficial announcement is going to be made, is we are now in a post-Obama world. Today, this is a post-Obama world. Obama's a detail. He's gone. The only question is how they're going to remove him.
And we're set to see thousands of people protesting Bilderberg in Virginia. I don't think they're going to be liking that.
And what we're going to do, what I'm going to do, is I'm going to systematically now, we're going to have a press conference with Sheriff Arpaio. I've handed over the research. I watched what happened with Breitbart. If anything happens to me, the research I've got is not private or secret anymore. It's in the hands of the sheriff. All the information I've talked today, HSBC, I handed that first over to the sheriff. The information that's coming out next on this next banking fraud, and I'm just going to let you know, it's going to be involving Credit Suisse.
Wow. Well, this is just amazing information. But to be clear here, because I've never heard you be this, quote, extreme. Well, the times are extreme. All the documents, all the executive orders, it's there. System is, the martial law grid's been there for a while, but they have got it at 1,000, you know, RPMs. They've got it leveraged up. They're warming it up in the oven. They're racing around like they're about to go operational. Do you agree with that statement? A. Yeah. B. How do we stop them from going operational?
I've just spent a week here in Hawaii, and I can confirm to you, the cover-up has never been as intense. The fix is in. A non-verification letter sent by Hawaii to a Secretary of State Ken Bennett in Arizona, who said, oh, Obama can be in the ballot. But guess what? Ken Bennett's career is over. He's another useful idiot. He doesn't have a chance in the Republican Party. He did what they wanted. That was his mistake. They know he's an idiot. They know he's useful. For a time, he's gone as soon as they take over. And by the way, the way to prevent them from taking over, Alex, is I'm going to publish. I'll come back on the show. The sheriff's got it if anything happens to me. And you'll keep pressing the points. They can't stand the light a day. That's what destroys the globalists, the truth.
They're on their heels now. We're pushing them back. We can win this thing.
We can win it.
We have to win it.
If we don't win it, you know, like Abraham Lincoln said, the last great hope of mankind is gone. Our founding fathers did not create this country to see, you know, the American people throw it away for a sexual agenda.
What about false flags? Are you worried about a false flag or a war Obama could start?
Yeah, as I said, the one or two things they're going to contemplate, I'm sure, at Bilderberger, is a false flag, a war, some crisis to prop Barack Obama up, not to make him win, just to make him last until the election. That's the crisis they have to solve now at global level.
All right, tell us about the new ebook.
It's called Saul Alinsky, The Evil Genius Behind Obama. Ebook out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everything.
All right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
We've got a big show lined up tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. Last night we had Lord Monckton in the studio for an hour. Incredible interview that's posted at prisonplanet.tv. Pretty incredible that Mayor Bloomberg is coming out and saying the feds should, quote, force local areas, because they're God, to take massive influxes of illegal aliens, making them legal, and reseed U.S. cities. That will fix our problems. Yes, they instantly go on welfare and then things bankrupt faster. And the answer is even more foreigners, I guess, to be the army here in the U.S. against the American people. But it doesn't matter. We're waking up those foreigners as well. They are waking up because everything the globalists push, everything they stand for is bad news, period. Here's a new study out of the Ottawa Citizen. This is so horrible. On every flu shot we've ever seen, on the insert, it says don't give it to pregnant women. Don't give pregnant women vaccines, period, because it causes autoimmune problems, can kill the baby, and can cause all sorts of degenerative problems in the child. Pregnant women, flu shots may be beneficial to baby, study shows, and these companies pay for these. And they say, pregnant women, you need the flu shot especially. This is so sick. I've had so many medical doctors on. It was known until about 4 years ago that you don't ever give a pregnant woman a shot. And these flu shots, oh, that's so evil, that poor mama there on the photo holding her belly, all happy. She's got a baby coming. She trusts the system, and she has no idea. These useful idiots, it's so sad. She might as well be walking into machine gun fire right there. Oh, man, that's so evil. We've got to reach these women. We've got to warn them. Pregnancy is no time for women to refuse a flu shot, since it may bring unexpected benefits to their babies before they're even born. There's a new study that analyzed vaccination rates during the 2009 H1N1 pandemic. Yeah, they also say mercury is good for your child's brain in similar studies. I've played those clips here. If you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Go to YouTube, type in News says mercury good for children's brains. Indeed, evidence is growing based on findings of the study and a few others that the flu vaccines are safe and effective, not only for expectant mothers, but also for unborn infants. Oh, wow. Because the government says they want to kill babies up to age 3, but there's too many of us. But hey, take a shot. Bill Gates loves you. While these groups stand to benefit from most flu vaccines, little research has been conducted on how they respond to them. Oh, research says the latest findings could help debunk persistent myths about the flu shot and its effects on pregnant women, like making the baby die, a vast majority of whom remain reluctant to get it. Well, they found this lady. It says the most important thing about the study was the flu vaccine did no harm to fetuses, said Dr. Mark Walker, an obstetrician at the Ottawa Hospital and the study's co-author. Oh, you're the study's co-author and the vaccine companies. Well, that's, I understand then. Not only was the vaccine safe, there was a potential benefit. Well, there you go, folks, a mercury-filled shot. When most of these vaccines, well, almost all of them carrying other cancer viruses. And I mean, you can look up the H1N1. It said had rogue virus. There's nothing rogue about it. They released the H1N1 a year before as a simulant. Can't believe how incredibly accurate our guests were. Just stunning news broken years before it came out here during that whole staged event. Hey, you know what, though? They've had a massive exodus out of colleges around the country. Now they're trying to tell you people it's mandatory. They got signs up everywhere saying it's mandatory. The colleges here in Austin. And people are just saying, you know what? I'm done. I'm not taking it. Because they lied to them and tell them that you have to. And $40 billion a year being lost because of the TSA. And it's just going to get worse. Because let me give you a little newsflash, you murderers. Okay, you may think it's funny to sit there and kill us and to, you know, to go to the mall and see a third of the kids drooling, but I don't think it's funny, and I hate your guts, and I will never stop. If you had me on the rack torturing me to death, I would spit my last breath out at you. You understand that? You will be defeated. I can see it. I know it, and I'm owning it, and so is everybody else. Liberty Worldwide, 1776.